This is a CBC podcast.
All rise for the narrator in chief, the honorable story store manager, and best friend arena of me, Mr. Orlando.
Thank you, Gary. Please be seated. Welcome to the story store. Story time is now in session.
Mr. Orlando, I'd like to call upon the answering machine to play a request.
Very well. Proceed.
Hi, my name is Miller, and I'd like to hear a story about a park ranger riding a leprechaun. Bye. Thank you.
Motion to open the big book of stories.
Motion granted. Let's see here. Legal terms for unicorns. Lawyer on a budget. Ah, here we go. Leprechauns. Specifically, the leprechaun rides again. Sort of.
Permission to chime.
Permission granted. Now, you may remember a certain leprechaun from another story. His name was Neil, and he had a leprechaun wife named Maud.
Yeah, and I had to share me house with a giant named Goldie, remember?
Neil, of course the nice people remember. Quit boring him.
Neil made a little move since the last time we heard about him. You see, he had so much gold saved up, he decided a change from the usual rain and drizzle of Ireland might be in store. So, he and Maud moved to sunny California.
Neil, what did I tell you about going out without your sunscreen? You'll burn like a beet.
Oh, right. Sorry, Maddie.
Move to California, he says. The sun is our friend, he says.
Turns out California isn't the best place for a family of leprechauns' tan lines, and there was another problem, too.
Ah, another beautiful day.
Yes, Neil, another day full of sunshine, and guess what else? No rain. How are you going to find your gold if there's no rainbows to be had?
Now, Maddie, don't you worry yourself. I'm sure it'll rain someday soon.
But day after day went by, and it never did rain. And Neil and Maud's supply of gold was almost gone. Still, every day, Neil wandered the misty shrubs and hills of a nearby national park in search of rainbows. Until one day, something happened.
Oh, what am I gonna do? I need some gold, and fast. Yeah!
Aha! Gotcha, little fella!
Neil was trapped.
Hey, wait a second. You're not a feral pig.
No, I'm a leprechaun.
Oh, leprechaun, eh? Let me just look in my ranger guide. Okay, according to this, any cut leprechaun, that's you, must surrender his treasure to his captor, that's me, in exchange for freedom. Oh, that's cool.
Aye, 'tis true. But, you see, me treasure is next to nothing, sir. And there's nary a rainbow to be had.
I see. Oh, sure, we can come up with a compromise. Hey, I got it.
Oh, name it quick, because I need to be back home by 5, or Maddie is going to have me head.
I want to ride you like a little horsey.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. You know how hard it is to be a park ranger on foot? I'm walking around all day long. Look at these blisters on my feet. Look at that one.
All right, enough. Request granted.
Yeah, but look at that one.
And so the park ranger hopped up onto Neil's back.
Alley-oop. Yeah.
And rode him around the park all day.
Gotta say, this is much easier on my feet. And who knew leprechauns were so nimble on rough terrain?
Yes, it's magic indeed.
All park rangers come in.
The park ranger's walkie-talkie went off.
We have a fire in the northwest corner of the park. Report at once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we gotta get there. Hiyah!
The park ranger rode Neil right up to the fire.
Quick, Neil, pass me that hose.
Together, they fought the fire, the park ranger spraying and telling Neil where to run.
A bit more left. Yeah. No, a bit more right. Yeah. Okay, back left! Yeah, good.
And just when it seemed like Neil couldn't take any more, it began to rain. And finally, the fire went out.
Oh, thanks the heavens!
Neil thought his ordeal might be over, but the park ranger had other plans.
Say, according to my guide here, it says you should never let a captured leprechaun out of your sight, for he or she will disappear and won't owe you anything else.
Ooh, I was hoping you wouldn't read that part. I really gotta get home to me wife.
Well, I guess I'm coming with you then, buddy. Hi-dah!
And so the park ranger rode Neil all the way home, right into his house, where Maud was waiting.
Neil, you're late for... Now, what in the blazes is going on here?
Maud stared at the park ranger sitting atop her husband.
Wait now, Maudie, I can explain.
Let me guess, Neil. You were lazing about on the job, and you got caught, but you didn't have any gold to gift the man. So in turn, he asked to ride you around like a horse all day, which he did. But now he's afraid to take his eyes off of you because the leprechauns are known for disappearing. Is that it?
Actually, yes, that's exactly it.
I thought so. Well, while you were out gallivanting all day, it just so happened to rain. And guess what? I got our pot of gold back from the rainbow.
Oh, Maudie! You don't know how glad I am to hear that!
Maud reached into the pot of gold and took some coins.
Here you go, Mr. Rangerman. This should be enough to cover Neil's expenses, plus some more for yourself.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am. Neil, you are a lucky man.
Now that that's settled, dinner's getting cold. Neil, get the man a plate.
Yes, Maudie.
And so Neil, Maud, and the park ranger enjoyed a lovely dinner together, and life was good again.
Neil, eat with your mouth closed. You look like a feral pig.
He does.
The end.
Mr. Orlando, we the listeners find that story amazing. Woohoo!
Story time adjourned. Now, listeners, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781. That's toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
Horsey ride!
Hey, no! Oh, my back! Ah!
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.